But I feel like there's a ton of shit.
What?
I said I feel like.
What do you feel like?
I feel like
we're starting this podcast.
Oh.
This is crazy.
This is no more private talk.
No. This is crazy, everybody.
We're back.
This is the last World's Greatest Action Sports Podcast, the last Monday Mass
of this century.
Decade. What is it?
It's a century.
You know what?
Decade, century.
We'll be totally honest.
We don't I don't even know how to tell time.
2020, when I was a child, mm-hmm. was a big deal.
It was.
Now, it's like I'm concerned because I don't have any plans for New Year's Eve, which I'm starting to not care about because I'm not. I would rather just be in sweatpants on my couch.
True.
So, we had this grand scheme to make this the best ever episode of the Monday Mass.
Failed.
But those all fell through, so it's just going to be like an okay episode.
What was the plan?
It's probably not. This is.
Was it like a surprise for me?
No, I was going to write stuff down.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to go. I mean, way back.
That was
2016.
Look, that was 8 o'clock.
2015.
That was 8 o'clock this morning. It's now 11.
It's going to just
be okay.
A lot
can change in 4 hours. It is.
It might be okay, but I'm just telling you, right now, to keep your expectations pretty low.
People want this. I mean, we've left them wanting, so it doesn't even matter.
Last week, we did not satiate the people's need to mm-hmm. know what was going on. I'm going to turn the heater off my feet.
Oh.
Because
okay.
we're here.
It's chilly here in Southern California. I'm wearing a beanie and a jacket.
I'm wearing a beanie and a vest.
There we go. It's cold. It's wintertime.
Well, thank you for listening. That was the Monday. okay, let's start for real.
Okay, here we go.
Hello,
you go
action
first.
Sports fans. I'm Chris Cote.
And how's it going? I am Todd, and it is...
Todd who?
Richards.
Todd Richards. They might not know. This could be somebody's first time listening.
It is
I apologize to you all.
June
December
17th. It's December 30th.
It's December 30th. 2019. What comes up next? 2020.
That's right.
This is the World's Greatest Action Sports Podcast. Chris Cote, Todd Richards. We want to thank you for listening all year long. And man, has it been a pleasure to talk to you. But now let's get right into it.
Our sponsors.
Our sponsors are Panikin Coffee and Tea.
Thank you.
All year long. I was probably in Panikin Coffee and Tea 300 days this year.
Oh, easily.
At least.
You know what I hate, though? Listen.
It started off negative.
No, it's just...
End the year negatively. Why don't we?
Any time that there's like a year-end show, like I don't like those year-end shows
right.
that are like, let's reflect back. It's like...
Let's move forward.
Yeah, let's have some freaking relevant news.
Well, I didn't write any relevant news down.
Okay,
but we'll get to... We have some news.
I don't want to have a bunch of top 10 lists of shit.
I do love lists, but everyone else has lists. So right. let's just screw around.
Panic and Coffee and Tea tops on my list.
Yeah, they're the
whatever
tops.
Year.
2020 is going to be the best year ever for Panic and Coffee and Tea. 2020 is going to be a great year to go adventuring.
Wait, don't we have an adventure coming?
Adventure.io. On January 13th, we've got our first ever Adventure.io guest that's going to come in, experience a Monday with Chris and Todd.
No pressure.
On who? Us or him?
Him.
Rhino858.
To perform for us.
We can, and he has signed every paperwork. We can do anything we want to him.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
So that's going to be quite an experience.
We're going
that's
to Legoland.
On Adventure.io. And Rhino, on January 13th, he's coming in hot. And he's going to leave feeling
hot.
Feeling full of love and knowledge. And he's going to really see how the sausage is made and how Todd's sausage tastes. On any given day.
I am like
on a Monday.
I am Abe Froman. New Greens. Speaking of.
They kept us going through 2019 and into 2020.
New Greens.
It's a running theme, Todd. It's the new year.
Well, so everything is new.
Greens.
Okay. New Greens. Not that old Greens.
Not that old Greens.
New Greens.
And speaking of old Greens, Todd, happy birthday.
Thanks.
I'm not saying you're old. I'm
that
saying
was 2 days
greens.
Ago, Chris. That's in the past.
Remember I put you on my Instagram?
Yes.
Doing a Smith grind.
I saw that.
And well, that was...
Wasn't a particularly good Smith grind.
It was a Smith grind nonetheless.
Yep.
You've been practicing Smith grinds for 50 years now.
That's right. Pretty much.
They still look great.
Thanks.
We talked about it a little bit a couple podcasts ago. How does it feel now to be 50? You look the same. You're acting the same.
Well,
I feel the same aura.
If it wasn't for NanoCraft CBD, I would probably feel like an old corn husk.
Oh.
But I use NanoCraft CBD, sponsor plug.
And I like how you
yeah, right?
You gave me a reach around there, a sponsor.
So there we go.
A sponsor reach around.
NanoCraft CBD keeps you young in the joints.
That's right. Todd's 50 and he's acting 20.
Yep.
And he sounds 26. And he looks 31.
Stop.
You smell like you're 37.
All right, talk about the bags.
Your face looks 28. Your teeth looks
70.
72. You look great.
OGO.
OGO. Oh, man. OGO. Thank you so much for making our travels that much easier.
Still haven't
that
gotten
much better.
A big bag yet.
Your big bag's coming in 2020.
Is this the new...
I got all the bags.
Is this the new skin gag?
What?
What was the skin gag we had going for a while? You wouldn't give me any?
Oh, yeah.
Our old
active skin repair. I didn't give you any, but now you have some OGO bags. You're getting the rest
of
them.
The big one.
It's coming.
Okay.
I'm going to put you in it. I'm going to give it to you and then put you in it. Oh, whoa.
Chemistry surfboards.
Chemistry
for your
surfboards.
Surfboarding needs.
Do you like my photo? My photos
of surfing
of myself
on
the chemistry.
Did you like it?
I did like it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I've already moved on because
no,
you get so many boards?
Admittedly, I've only surfed it once because I surfed once in the last week or something. Other sessions I had were on mid-lengths because it's been pretty small.
What is with this tide?
The tides have been very strange. Chemistry surfboards.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. I mean, pleasurable experience.
K2
we did have
Snow,
an interview with Jason Bennett
that
from
was,
Chemistry.
That was in the past.
Last. That was one of our best interviews of 2019.
That was a long time
ago.
But
we're moving forward.
Right.
Into the future.
K2 Snow.
K2 Snow.
You haven't used it yet.
It's still in the package.
There's a lot of snow happening.
I know. And we're proud to announce we're going to...
Woodward.
Woodward. Park City. Right?
Yep.
When do I just have to tell you?
When do you want to go?
I'm picking up my phone. I'm looking at my calendar. I'm going to make a bold call here.
I talked to Gunny this morning. And
I want to
go...
On January,
drum roll,
22nd.
Okay,
21st and 22nd. We can do a Monday mass from out there.
Okay.
Well, the Monday mass is on the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
We could fly out there
mm-hmm.
on the 20th
mm-hmm.
in the morning, record in the evening,
mm-hmm.
snowboard,
yep.
skateboard.
Yep.
So we're going to work on that off air, so you don't have to worry about our...
We can stay at Ken's house. Hopefully he won't be home.
Ken Block?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. You're just coming in with the...
Oh, I'll come in hot.
Coming in hot.
Believe me.
Wait, I thought we were going to camp. Should we, like, camp?
No, we're not going to camp at Woodward.
We can say we
it's
did.
It's dusty.
Well, don't disparage them. We're trying
to get
free...
It's not disparaging. I'm just saying it's dusty there. You don't want to camp in dust.
Well, the kids can do that.
Yeah, the kids.
Well, okay.
All right, what else?
We're going to go there.
Who else? We got them. You Online, our home on the internet.
You Online. Good call. NanoCraft CBD, you talked about.
I did.
Panic and Coffee and Tea,
yep.
Adventure IO, New
we got,
Greens.
We got them
you
all.
You Online, NanoCraft CBD, OGO, Chemistry Surfboards, K2 Snow. We're coming for the snow.
Now we move into what's really happening.
Surf news.
But wait.
Skydiving.
What the hell is this?
I am... Officially, a skydiver, Todd.
Well,
I am Bodhi from Point Break. Yeah. I am the air. I am the wind.
I read that and I thought it said guy diving.
No, skydiving.
Oh, okay.
Parachuting. I'm a paratrooper.
You are?
I jump out of planes. Strapped to men.
Who did you do it with?
It's none of your business. Don't get jealous. Because
I'm actually
currently strapped to Todd's lap right now because that's how I'm used to living now.
We're tandem.
Strapped.
Free,
to the lap
we're in free fall at all times. What is so? What whose idea was this? All
right, so my lovely partner Carolyn, who we've talked about on this podcast before,
yeah.
But of course, we're not talking about the past. We're talking about 2020 movies.
It's okay.
We
can just get on with this.
I'm going. So this was my Christmas present from Carolyn, and she apologized before I opened it.
Wow.
I opened it up, skydiving certificate, and I said, "Well,
does she has she gone?
Buckle up,
buttercup." Has she skydived before?
She's gone once.
And she was like, you need this.
She didn't say I needed it. She said I wanted it.
Okay.
And I did need it. Now that I've done it, I needed to do it.
Is it terrifying? I've never done it. I've bungee jumped a bunch, but I've never sky dove.
Oh, dude, I bungee jumped a million times. To me, bungee jumping is more scary.
Why?
Because I'm scared of heights. I'm scared of being on tall buildings, on tall mountains, and off cliffs. I'm scared of that shit.
Airplane?
Helicopters, not scared of. Airplanes, I don't love flying, but I'm not scared of it.
I'm kind
of
not into falling out of one.
Well, you might think that, but so the whole thing took, so it was the buildup, right? I knew from Christmas Day till yesterday, 4 days.
So it was already on the books.
It's like, on the books. The 29th, we're going.
Wow.
So the buildup there is kind of scary. I'm like, what am I doing? This is stupid. I'm going to die. I'm going to die. And I was like calling loved ones before. And then I kind of was thinking, you know what? Like, everyone I know has gone skydiving, except you, Todd.
I won't.
You will.
Nope.
You might.
I will and not.
So you drive down. This was about 45 minutes from the house. I wake up the 29th. I go, today's the day. And we're both nervous. We drive down there, acting calm, casual. We get there, and basically within 10 minutes, they're putting harnesses on us.
So it was like, all right. Yeah. So you don't really have to go through too much training when you're like tandeming.
No, I thought we trained for 2 hours or something. We show up, you stand in this little painted box, like go stand in the yellow box. You stand in the yellow box, this guy comes over, and they kind of remind me of like big wave surfers, rock climbers, you know, definitely
authoritative bros,
like super cool or like old school kind of like skier types, like really like cool, but specialized cool.
Right.
And they're kind of cowboyish, and they're just, you can tell like, oh, this is a skydiver, right? Mm-hmm. So the guy comes over and he's like, all right, here's your class. You put these things on, here's your goggles, and you'll meet your instructor, and we'll see you in 10 minutes. We're like, what? And we'll call your name. So that was it. And they strap you up. And you just go, and it's like you almost don't have time. We had probably about 15 minutes to sit there on the ground getting ready.
And then you're just in a plane, and then you fall out.
Well, the interesting thing was, this is kind of, it was fate, if you will. So I have announced skydiving before. I announced the Encinitas BMW skydiving team coming into the Del Mar racetrack. I've done it twice, two years in a row. My guy, Chad Ross, shout out. Is the best. Is one of the best skydivers in the world. And I was he was awesome. And I had announced him coming into Del Mar. And then I'm talking to him like, yeah, you know, I have two children. I just, you know, I want you to know. Like, and the guy was the best. Like, the coolest. He was super. He made me feel very at ease. I go, I'm going with the G of Gs right here. So you basically go, you get in the plane, it's a normal, small plane, just two benches with a wind door, sliding door. And I'm just breathing the whole time, going like, this is going to be fine. Breathing. You fly for about 15 minutes. And then they go, okay, take your seatbelt off. You take your seatbelt off. And then people start sliding forward.
Are you already strapped to the guy by this?
Not yet. The door's not open yet.
They don't strap you together on the ground?
You're not strapped together on the ground. So you for about like 1 minute before the jump. So at 9,000 feet, you strap to the person. It can be a guy or a girl. I had a guy, handsome man. My girlfriend, she was strapped to the lap of a very handsome man, which I was fine with. You know.
9, and then what feet, happened? Like, what's going on? Come
9,
on.
9,000 feet, you're strapped up.
Right.
10,000 feet, you put your goggles on. 11,000 feet, the door opens. Slow kind of slide towards the door. 13,000 feet, doors open. First group. I was the third group. First group of two. First twosome. Boom, out the door. There's no ceremony.
Just sucked out the door.
They get sucked out the door. You go, oh shit, oh shit. I'm next. Second twosome. Woof, sucked out the door. And you're like, oh my God, breathing. I'm like, I'm getting
did you
worked
go
up right now.
Carolyn?
Yeah, she was right behind me.
Okay.
So you walk up to the door. It's open.
Baby steps to the door.
Wind coming by.
Loud.
And the guy behind you, you are out of control. You're not, it's not like bungee jumping where you walk yourself to the edge. You're just getting walked. You're in like a baby Bjorn.
Yeah.
You are the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And you're about to be flung out of this, out of the plane.
Yep.
So you walk up to the edge. The guy kind of holds you out. Like he's in the plane. Your body's out of the plane. And the wind's whipping by. And then, you know, you just out. Two flips. The gnarliest sensation of like heart in your throat. You know, you go off a roller coaster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that times 1,000. 50 seconds plus of free fall. For the first maybe 5 or 10 seconds, you're just like on the verge of blacking out, screaming, holding on. And then he taps you on the shoulder, and then you can put your arms spread out. You see the video on my Instagram this morning?
No.
It's crazy.
Okay, then you
fly
around.
You fly around, you do circles, and you're just going like, I'm flying. You're flying. You can easily see why people get addicted to this. I have a lot of friends that are so into it. And you and I both have had friends that have almost died doing it. Well, base jumping
mm-hmm.
is a whole different kind of beast. But in terms of skydiving, I felt super safe. It was like, so outrageous. You know, they pull the chute, you do a couple tricks on the way down, and you're down, you're back in the car, and you're like, what the fuck just happened?
Wow.
So, highly recommended. Thank you for that Christmas. I just put you through it, huh?
Wow.
You're feeling that.
I'm glad you thought that would be appropriate to take up 10 minutes of the podcast.
Yeah, that's me.
Brody.
Thank you guys for listening. Bodie. I'm Bodie from Point Break.
Whatever.
Todd, we did get some sad news.
I know,
this sucks. This one is hard. This hit hard. Keira Stanley, a local girl here from Encinitas, surfer, really good surfer. A couple years ago, three or four years ago, she was diagnosed with a very rare form of cancer. The whole community, and not just our community, banded together. We formed Kira's Army. Todd, you and I were at the surf event. You know, Kelly Slater got involved, donated some days at the ranch, gave Kira a board, hung out with Kira. Billie Eilish, you know, the singer, just put a really nice message about her on her Instagram. She passed away Christmas morning. It was a crazy battle. I mean, tough kid. But we lost a good one there. So really sad for the family. Talked to the dad this morning, and obviously they're crushed, but man, fuck cancer. Seriously.
Cancer.
Got it. Something's got it. We got it. Solve it. I don't know, but love you, Kara. But there are things to celebrate from 2019, and I got the opportunity via Stab Magazine,
right,
to give my picks.
Oh,
and this is where you can give your picks.
I can do this too.
Did you? You didn't get asked by Stab. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's weird.
This is
the first time you've ever been asked by Stab to do something.
Yeah. And then of course Stab. They're having fun. They're having fun with me. They're having a little bit of fun with me.
Maybe read this.
You want to read the bio?
Yeah,
this is the bio they wrote for me for my picks.
This is Chris Cote's bio, age 43, ex-Trans World Surf editor, 540 advocate, considered amongst Morgan Freeman and David Attenborough for his superior tonality. Wow.
Slight burn.
Yes. Pretty good.
But I can take it. Okay, Todd, here are my five picks. For men. Five picks for male surfers. Number one was Italo Ferreira.
Yep.
Too easy. Jack Robinson was number two. Wade Goodall, number three. I think I was one of the only people that voted for Wade. I love Wade so much. His video, Pentecostal, incredible. Love that dude. I put Harry Bryant as number four.
Oh, I love Harry.
Because the Haz rules. Ian Crane, number five. Come on, stale back five. That, to me, was the maneuver of the year.
You want to know,
in my opinion.
You want to know what my
maneuver
of the year
was? Let's
hear
your top five. And your maneuver.
I'm not even going to go with top five.
Okay.
Because I'm anti-list right now.
God, he's listed out.
My maneuver of the year goes to Curran Capel's backside air.
Okay.
In the Waco wave pool. It's not even like a maneuver, but it's just like, I feel like Curran has the perfect blend of skate and surf style.
He's got the touch. He's got the power. Like that? Were you about to say that?
Yeah. I think, like, you know, I went back and kind of watched that backside air a couple times, and
Not only is he like tweak it, but he literally grabs between his feet, like,
yeah,
a proper like melon, you know, a melon kind of method tweaker.
I venture to say it was one of the backs, the best backside airs ever done.
Yeah, I definitely say that. And
cleanest,
it's like
stylish,
and even like his frontside airs, too, where he drops his knee.
Yeah,
he does like a Dave Cook like drop knee frontside air, like it's.
If you skate, you can create.
True debt.
Yeah.
Or Chris Cook. Did I say Dave Cook? Chris Cook.
Dave Cook.
Alec did.
Dave Cook was the guy from...
Who?
No, I'm thinking of Carl's Jr. Yeah. I don't know. Dane Cook, the comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does good airs?
I always get him confused with Ryan Reynolds.
Oh. Well, that's Deadpool.
I know.
I love Deadpool.
I do too.
But we digress.
Anyway,
Todd, give me a couple of your favorite surfers.
Italo.
Who owned 2019.
I think Italo did.
Okay.
Albie
Lair.
Yep.
Yep.
Matt Miola.
Yep.
I should
have put them on my list. They're making me feel
Blew it.
Okay.
Mason Ho.
Okay.
And
one more? Wild card?
Kern
Cables? You can say Kern. No, that's fine.
Steph Gilmore.
Okay, I was going to ask my three women, Carissa Moore, Steph Gilmore, and Sierra Kerr.
Wow. Actually, I take that back. Steph, step aside. I'm going to throw Sierra in there, too, because I think that she is...
Underrated.
Very underrated. As far as her air game goes,
yeah,
it's going to be bananas in like another year when she starts doing everything she's doing in the wave pool out on the waves.
I forget where I was with Kersey, but he showed me the footage of Sierra in the wave pool, and it was out of control.
Her drive to do things perfectly is what's going to make
It's
going to make all the difference in the world, because
she's a game changer.
She gets really angry and then like forces it to happen, which is a rad competitive thing as when you're trying to like push progression.
I'm glad you're on the same page as I am. Best junior 18 and under surfer. I picked two surfers. I picked Levi Slauson and Al Cleland Jr. Two different surfers, very different styles. Levi Slauson, you can't think about Levi without thinking of what he did at the wave pool,
mm-hmm,
at BSR Surf Resort. Al Cleland Jr., just watching him around the world. I mean, he surfs like Bruce Irons. Funny kid, powerful, incredible tube rider. Expect big things from both of these surfers in 2020. Hmm. Best junior?
I don't know.
Good answer. Best edit for me was Rubu 994 with the Nas Noah Dean. And you know why, because I'm a giant Noah Dean fan. I love that edit. Loved it.
I can't even remember what the movies were.
It was good.
The edits were.
Really?
There's just so many of them.
There was quite a few. Seth Moniz had a great one.
Seth Moniz was good. What was that one called?
Something.
Right?
Eli Hanneman had a good one. Baron Mamiya had a good one. Albie had Passionate.
Yep.
Commitment. What was it called?
Commitment to the Passion.
Commitment of Passionism. Albie had a good one. Matt Miola had a good one. Ian Crane had a good one. Mason Ho had a million good ones. I mean, you're right. There's so many good edits.
I like...
Creed McTaggart.
I think Creed's was incredible.
Okay.
My favorite to watch, like between like all the ones that are on the web, are like Mason's edits, and then the Weird Waves with freaking
tight.
Ding
Dylan
dong.
Graves.
Dylan from Puerto Rico.
I like it as well. I'm down.
Those are my favorites.
Okay, those are our favorites. Tell us your favorites somewhere.
Or don't.
On Instagram.
Whatever.
I don't know. Todd's done with lists, and now I'm done with lists.
But do you understand why I'm done with lists? Like, I just feel like I've already, it's not even New Year's.
Right.
And my Instagram is full of like top 20 moments of 2000. It's like, it's everywhere. Like,
it's just about to post mine too.
It's top 20 on Instagram. It's top 20 on.
Here's what people liked the most.
Right.
Of me.
Of your top 20 moments?
You want me to tell you?
Give me your top 20 body parts.
Bear with me, Todd, and all of you listening. I'm about to give you the top 100 moments on my Instagram for 2019. Here we go.
Number one.
This is a pretty big news happening in surfing. Our world champion, Carissa Moore, just announced she's going to go ahead and take a year off.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
She's for real?
Yes.
But isn't she, she's not representing for the Olympics?
I didn't say she's taking, I should have finished my sentence.
It's true.
She's going to take a year off of full-time competition on the championship tour.
All right.
She will be in the Olympics, and we can finally, I'm most looking forward to 2020.
Not saying
is
provisionally?
Not hearing the word provisional ever again.
Don't ever use it again.
I'm not going to.
Okay.
So as of now, until one more day, Carissa Moore is provisionally going to be surfing for the Olympic.
That's big news, though.
Games. Yeah, so.
It's huge news.
She announced it actually on Dave Proden's podcast, The Lineup, one of the best surfing podcasts with some of the best surfing characters. She announced she's taking a year off of full-time competition. She will compete in the Olympics. She's going to film.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
She's done more. I mean, she's earned it, obviously.
Chris is my damn hero.
She rules. Four-time world champion. I'm going to turn my ringer off. Did you say fudge?
I said fudge.
So that's pretty big news in surfing. Also,
are you going to the Vulcan Pipe Pro?
I am going to the Vulcan Pipe Pro.
So you won't be at Dutour.
I will
right.
not be at Dutour. Okay. That is non-provisional. No. Trust me, I want to be at both. But Vulcan Pipe Pro, I've been doing for 12 years or something.
It's very cool.
I love Dutour. I'm excited to listen to you and watch you there. And I wish
we
I could
went
go
snowboarding
with
the other day with Richie, the Vulcan TM.
Oh, right.
He's cool. I like that guy.
We'll talk about your snowboarding. It's right? snow news.
Okay, that's later.
So the other news in surf is the Eddie Aikau flirted with running. They were on yellow alert, Todd. That means pissed your pants. But they got to wait till it goes brown alert in order to
code
go.
Brown.
When it goes code brown, it goes. No, so the Eddie Aikau Big Wave Surfing Invitational, everybody's ready for it. But
the bay calls
as they
the
say,
day.
The bay calls the day. What does it have to, you've been a part of the Eddie Aikau
right.
before. What is it? What has
doesn't
to happen?
Does it have to be 50, to 50 feet?
20-foot Hawaiian.
50-foot faces.
50-foot Todd and Chris scale.
That's right.
Brown scale.
Brown scale.
Brown town.
Have you been there when,
I
it's,
called
when
it.
It's gone? Yeah, you
yeah
have.
Okay. I called it, I think, the last time it went,
we
when John won.
We talked about this.
My friend John Florence won.
Oh, him?
And I was with him at the after party and stuff, mm-hmm. and I was holding the check. He's a big fan of the show.
Cool.
He's never heard it. But he won the Eddie. So everyone's very excited for the Eddie to go. It's not going to go
this
tomorrow
year.
Or the next day. It's not going to go in 2019.
No.
Provisionally, will go in 2020.
But it goes, what is the...
Provisionally speaking.
But what is the what's the window?
Provisionally speaking, it's going until February something.
Okay.
March?
I don't know.
I don't have it on.
When did like the big swell stop hitting Hawaii?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
These days...
Could be
you don't know.
It's anyone's guess.
And with more action coming up, the backdoor shootout window is opening. Open your back door, Todd. The backdoor shootout window is opening. That is an incredible event to watch. Seemingly, every year they score some of the best conditions ever at Pipeline.
It always seems like after...
Best commentary.
After December, that's like when it gets really good. Like when the Vulcan yeah. contest is and backdoor shootout...
That's right.
That's always when it's really good.
Yeah, so if you want to go to Hawaii and see and or surf good, beautiful, big waves or medium waves, wait till February, March. That was a sneaky tip.
I would like to go there
you want me to
when there's not a lot
the
of people
thing.
There either.
Yeah.
When it's like fun,
February, March.
Fun size.
April, May even. That's a secret.
I usually go out when they say it's flat.
Oh my gosh. Flat days in
flat
Hawaii
days
are
the best.
You're still scared. It's still scary. Hey! So, yeah, that's kind of the big stories in surf.
Okay.
Championship tour and all that doesn't start
there's
for a while.
I mean, there's some wave pools
some stuff
out there still.
Did you see that? So I had a bunch of friends, Hunter Jones, one of my co-hosts on WSL Surf Breaks, went out to BSR, and I didn't realize... That it's basically like surfing in snow in
it's
the winter.
Still going.
Well,
it's still
I know
open,
there's still
right?
swell at BSR.
Still swelling.
But my friends were all there and they had gloves on and hoods and booties. Like it looks cold.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to go in the summer, personally. Sick. I'd like to go in the summer.
When it's like hot.
Let's go in the summer time.
We got to do that again.
Oh, damn, yes. When Let's did we, go to the one in New Jersey.
When did we go
inside?
I don't know if that one's so good, though.
I've seen airs.
I saw Rob Kelly's, those barrels. Those barrels?
Yes.
I think it's only a barreler. And I don't, there's an indoor snowboard zone.
Prove
there.
Us wrong.
Yeah.
Invite us.
Send us your footage.
Send us to the wave pool.
So we can get footage.
I'll go now.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So that's surf news.
Okay.
This is kind of the calm before the storm, right?
All right.
If you want some great surf news, tune into WSL Surf Breaks.
Really?
It's on World Surf League on Instagram. Todd, remember you were on it once.
I was?
Yeah, with me. Back in the day.
When was I on that?
They said never again.
I don't remember being on that.
It was great.
Did you tell me?
Yep.
Okay.
I remember. That was Surf News, folks. Hope you enjoyed it.
Hope you liked it. That's the last one you're going to get for 2019.
Yeah.
So, suck it.
I'm just thinking back, you know, the memories of what we just talked about.
This would be a great time for a montage.
Skate News is brought to you by Adventure.io. Skate News is brought to you by Adventure.io. We've got an adventure coming up.
We do.
You can come in and hang out with us on a Monday.
We talked about it already. They don't want to hear about it again.
We told you to buy all your friends'
adventures. Just get the Adventure.io app.
You get the app. I'm going to come to your house, and put the app on your phone forcefully, and you'll thank me for it. God damn it.
Okay.
Didn't mean to bring the Lord's name in vain.
All right. So what is skate news?
What's news about skateboarding? And I don't have much of it.
You don't really have any?
I mean, I've been all over the internet. I've been looking at everything. I've been skating myself. But news-wise, I did watch Nyjah Houston open his home to Architectural Digest. He's got a mansion in Laguna Beach.
I saw that.
Pretty nice house.
It's nice, but you know...
Not cozy.
Here's the deal: is like when you have that much money, it just looks like he hired an interior decorator and they came in and did it. Like, what is Nyjah's real style? You know what I'm saying?
Well, skulls, black marble, minimalism.
It's kind of just something. It's like it's almost like all the kind of rich skateboard kids want to design their houses to look like the fucking lobby at the W.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? You travel is, and yeah. Hear me out.
I'm listening.
Hear me out. Like, it seems like young money and like fuck you money, asshole money.
Young money.
And they travel so much to these nice hotels that they just get so used to being in hotels that they just make their houses look like hotels.
I'd like to make my house look like a Motel 6 in Blythe, California.
Blythe. But you know what I mean? Are you feeling what I'm throwing down?
No, I get it. It's a very kind of stark,
yeah,
industrial...
Museum chic.
Yeah, I can see that. I like the look of houses like that, and I like the look of the
hotel lobbies.
Have
you ever been in
lobbies.
One of those, though, that's comfortable?
You're saying I don't know any rich people?
No, I'm just saying. Like,
I have
you,
plenty of rich
have
friends.
You, okay,
thank
there's,
you.
There's a lot of sharp...
Countless.
A lot of sharp angles, hard surfaces. Can you remember being in like one of those houses where you're like, oh, this is...
Cold.
This is cozy.
It's cold.
It's cold.
I like cozy homes.
Right.
I like being in sweatpants and socks.
Right. Like if you're in a house with a lot of marble and sweatpants and socks, you're sliding
you're
around.
Gonna fall. You're gonna fall down.
If there's an earthquake, you're sliding right out the door.
You're dead.
You are dead.
So if you're in socks, so what you're saying, let me just
okay, back it up.
What you're saying as a warning to Nyjah and his friends, do not wear socks in that house, because if there is an earthquake, you're sliding out the
you could slide
floor to ceiling windows.
Maybe at least get some of those socks with a small rubber
grip,
thing on the
bottom. Oh, those are for bar class.
What?
Like bar class. Do you know what bar class is?
No, what's that?
Predominantly females, some men, I assume. They get there's a class where you kind of like work out, but you work out with a ballet bar.
Oh.
And you do like
twirls?
Leg kicks. The crux of this is there's
rubber,
there's
on,
rubber
socks?
On the bottom.
Yeah, wear those.
Yeah.
I
safety
don't know.
First.
That's just me throwing my
throwing your dick
my
around.
Style two my style 2 cents.
I take it back. You weren't throwing.
I didn't really throw it.
No.
I just laid it there.
I like it. That I mean,
but that's cool.
That's pretty sad. That's the only skate news we have.
If you have asshole money, I mean, you need a lot of places for cars. Is this the same house that he was always getting in trouble for?
No, I think it's a different
house. It's a new
house.
Place.
I think so. I don't know. I've never been invited over. I know Nigel, though.
Yeah?
If I saw him and I was like, oh, what's up? He would say, what's up? Like, he wouldn't know my name.
Really?
But I still know him.
Okay.
I'm fine with that. Would he know your name?
Definitely not.
He's all, what's up, Todd? Yeah. Oh my God! Sick. So yeah, that was a pretty. That was cool. I was entertained by that video, and I was entertained by what we just talked about about it.
And that was
about
it. And that's skate news.
There's more skate news than that.
There's skate news.
We
we
already talked about Skater of the Year.
Yeah, there's actually not much more skate news than that, to be honest.
I think there probably is.
There was.
It all just happened. Like,
it just happened.
What?
It's on thrashermagazine.com if you really want it. It's on skateboarding.com.
This is the least amount of skate news that we've ever had.
Well, it's the end of 2019, okay? We wrung out the sponge. We're coming back. It's not like this is over. This is just the beginning.
Well, I don't know.
Do you want
people that are going to re-up?
Do you want to go skate?
It's kind of cold out.
Well, not right now.
Actually, you know, it's
it's probably good skate weather.
It is good skate weather.
I'll skate with you. So the skate news for you all out there is go skateboarding. Make your own skate news.
Or like fingerboard.
Go fingering. I got into this conversation about fisting.
Oh.
You know, fist pumps?
Okay, yeah.
Fist bumps, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was funny that my girlfriend and I, we fist bump each other sometimes.
Why?
And now I think it's funny because
But why, though?
It was as a joke.
Okay.
But now I can say my girlfriend and I are into fisting.
Wow.
Because we fist bump.
Have you tried that out in front of her yet? Or she's.
She said I could talk about it.
Okay.
I don't know if she. Can I take that whole thing back? No, it sounded funny at the time.
When was
fisting.
This?
We're into fisting. You know, fist bumps.
Fist of bumps.
Fist bumping.
Okay.
You don't fist people?
Yeah, but like.
Like, you know, it's cold season. Do you go around fisting people?
I just say keep it sanitary, and I just keep my hands in my pockets.
I just think the best thing to do a cold season with loved ones, with strangers,
is
to fisting.
Fist. Well, what happens when... Okay, this is...
What do you call it? Knuckles?
Knucks.
Oh, okay, yeah. I call it fisting.
But like when you... Okay, so you know you go in for the handshake, and homie's coming in with the knuckles.
With the...
And then you just grab his
No, what
hand.
You say is, oh, we're fisting.
Okay. Yeah, I need it. That's what I need is clarification.
So
I didn't know.
So if you reach out for handshake, he comes in with a fist,
and you
AKA
go, oh,
knuckles.
We're
fisting each other. Okay.
Or do you say, I'm not into fisting?
Well, I think if you hold your fist out, you're a fister. And then when somebody comes at you with the fist out, you go, oh, you into fisting too?
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Fisting. 2020, You wanted to hear about the future?
I kind of feel
telling
like
you about the future. The future is fisting.
But listen, don't you kind of feel like the whole like fist bump thing is by like
design?
The people, no, like the people that do it. These, it's like when I picture like someone that would fist bump me,
fisting,
or someone that would attempt a fist.
Yeah,
it's kind of like a insurance salesman or like a real estate guy who surfs and snowboards and skates on the weekends.
Or a germaphobe.
What's up, bro? No, germaphobes don't even reach out.
They don't fist?
No.
Well, I fist. I like fisting. If you want to fist me in public, wherever, fist out. I'll fist you back. We'll be fisting each other.
And that was skate news.
Snowboarding news is brought to you by K2 Snowboards. K2 Snowboards. I got a K2 snowboard right there
still
in the wrapper, ready
the
to
wrapper.
Rock. Taking it to Park City. Woodward, here we come. I'm ready.
Sounds good.
Now let's talk about
I gave you,
Todd Richards.
I tried to get you to
big day
to go
out
snowboarding with me the other day.
I couldn't go. It was the one day I couldn't go. Let's hear about it. Todd's big adventure. First time snowboarding in 2019. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm handing it over to the legend, an icon of our sport, one of the best to ever do it. He brought street style snowboarding into the mainstream.
I did?
Didn't it?
No.
He brought skateboarding style snowboarding straight into the mainstream, all the way from Massachusetts, ladies and gentlemen, Todd Richards.
Yeah, we went the other day. I called you.
Nerd News is brought to you. Okay, so.
So we, I mean, it's, I don't, if.
It did.
I don't know where you're listening. I don't know where you're listening to this podcast, but.
We have a lot of listeners.
There's
everywhere.
Occasionally, there's this ski resort here called Baldy. And it's
oh, where like all the famous people go out of a helicopter and you drop down.
No, not Bald Face.
Oh,
this is Bald Balls. And I mean, it's really about an hour from the beach, and you may get it once every 5 years.
Right.
But this year we've been getting a lot of storms here in Southern California, and we went to Baldy on the 27th.
Yep.
They just got it. They got 40 something inches of snow, like between Christmas Day, like big, crazy storm. And it shut down the 15. It shut down the 5.
These are freeways?
These are roads that go over mountain passes.
Oh, okay.
And there was a lot of snow. There was a lot of snow on the ground. And we got up there, and apparently the secret's out.
Yeah.
It used to be kind of a secret, but we spent most of the day in line.
It was very crowded.
Very crowded. But we, a couple of friends, we went and hiked a little bit.
Okay.
It was really good, but that place is incredible. When you get it good, the drive up there is a shit show because there's a lot of people that aren't used to driving in snow.
Oh my God. Yeah. We finished each other's sentences. Uh-huh. Anyway, so you had a great day snowboarding.
Yeah, it was fun.
A pretty good day.
We didn't get a lot of runs.
Did I miss anything?
We've ridden Baldy before when it's been like
I was there.
It was like really good.
I mean, I could tell you exactly what 9 inches of snow looks like. I could give you the measurement right now.
Right.
So when it happens, I'll be there to tell you.
You can tell me. Anyway, but there's a base. So next time it does snow, we're better off.
I'm all about that base.
Yep.
I'm all about that base.
That was on I a feel list like a few years ago.
Snowboarding news is a lot like skateboarding news. And a lot like everyone that I know, everyone that I work with, between Christmas, Hanukkah, and New Year's, nobody does anything.
What do you mean? Like, it's the taint.
We're the only people working today.
It's the taint of the year. Because Christmas.
Oh, the frenium. What is it?
Perennium?
Perennium. That's also the taint, right?
Is it?
Or is that the thing on your nose?
Perennium. I don't remember what. Is this the perennium? No, that's your. What is that?
That's
your nose
cavity.
Gets your nose cavity. But I feel like, you know, you get hyped up for Christmas, and then Christmas happens, and then you're just in like this
limbo.
Yeah, the taint of the
year. We shouldn't be doing this.
No, but people have been asking. There's people that need to come home from ski trips, and the only thing that's going to save them on the road,
yeah,
is the soothing sounds of your monotone voice.
I am the David Attenborough of talking.
Well, all I'm saying is that the less skate news and the less snowboard news we have,
the longer that drive's going to feel.
The longer the nerd news is taking over this fucking podcast, I'll tell you right now.
Well, I've always said we could start a different.
But why? We already have the built-in listenership.
You're right, and they have no choice as to what they're going to listen
to. Once they push play. Wouldn't that be great if once you push play, you had to. Yeah, you just commit.
We can say that. We did.
Once you push play, there's no turning back.
Or you're dead. It's like if you press play, this audio will destroy, will self-destruct and blow your car up.
Yep.
Unless you keep going all the way.
It's not believable.
What else is happening in the world of snowboarding? We talked about that big air contest.
Oh, shit. You know what? That's crazy. Did we talk about the big air contest?
Yeah, Atlanta.
I just went. I came back from that. It was kind of cool. I guess, yeah, shit, we didn't really talk about anything. Because I remember I went away to do that and then came back from that. And then
I think we talked about that, but was this during last week's cancellation of Monday Mass?
It was. Because I had just gotten
home.
So
you did it. I listened and watched.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, I think these scaffolding contests are neat.
Neat.
Because I feel like we already know what's going to happen. It's going to be someone's going to do a triple cork 1620.
Yeah.
Or a quad cork freaking 1620. And
it's too unattainable. It's cool looking. But to me, it's I like, this is why I like knuckle contests.
The knuckle huck.
And quirky things.
Fisting.
It's kind of like the skateboarding, you know, like skateboarding, mega ramp. It's incredible. It's a feat beyond.
But even with mega ramp, you're like, okay, well, shit. It's
mega.
I don't know.
I think it's very similar to the big air snowboard contest.
Kind of, but like there's some really stylish stuff that goes down on mega ramp, like the mini mega contest still. And I think that the problem with some of these scaffolding jumps is the only way that the judge is rewarding is how big of a rotation number you put up. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Because right. Someone could do an insane 720 with like a great great grab, stalled out rotation, and it's impossible for it to score well because that's just the system they back themselves into.
I would love to see style, and this goes for skating, this goes for surfing. I want to see style and simplicity rewarded.
They've tried it. They've tried to do the Aaron style where the qualification rounds are you can't do anything over a 540 and you need to qualify with that. You can do one technical trick.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's kinda cool.
They tried it out and it was like...
People were bummed.
They weren't bummed, but it was like, I just don't know why it didn't get any traction really.
See, I want to see, you know, Rennie Rinnecongas, Marcus Cleveland, Fridge. I want to see... Stale, you know, late 180s.
Yeah.
I want to see
that shit's hype.
That kind of stuff. And where do I see that coming up?
On their Instagrams.
Just Instagram.
And I tell you, Marcus Cleveland's back.
Yeah, he is.
You know what's really fun? Here's some snowboard news. Is, you know, as you're sitting around through the taint of the holidays and
as you're sniffing in,
Instagram
taint.
Becomes your only friend, you start to notice like a lot of people posting up video stuff. Like Blake Paul had a lot of really good footage that came out in his iPhone movie, I think it was called last year.
Yep.
And that was really cool. And you know, it's not like a bunch of triple corks. It's like cool rotations off of like just natural features. Ika right now is in riding
Ika Backstrom.
Yeah, Talma in Finland, which is like a 300-foot vertical conveyor belt of radicalness.
Yeah.
It's just like four jumps and all of the Finland wonder kids are there.
I love that.
Yeah. I just think that's cool. I think it's neat. There's a lot of footage coming out of Trollhagen right now, like some of these places in the Midwest, like that have, you know.
Love the trolls.
It's just cool. It's cool to see. I like those smaller ski areas because that's what I grew up riding, where it's basically just the park and a lift next to it, and you're just ripping that.
Grip it and rip it.
So there's that.
Well, hopefully we get to go snowboarding. Oh, we get to go to Park City.
Travis Rice dropped Dark Matter. That came out on...
Is he okay?
No, he dropped some Dark Matter.
That's a video.
Yes.
Film.
Just came out.
Yeah, Travis.
Travis dropped that.
This guy is...
There's this
very productive.
Crazy movies come out. And Kurt Morgan filmed this one. He's the one that did Art of Flight.
Yeah.
The crazy cinematographer.
Shart of Flight, Dark Matter.
Dark.
Other movies, not these movies.
Austin Sweetin comes out with Rooster Tail.
Yeah,
in like a couple weeks is his
Sick.
His snowboard movie. Yep. So there's like some late season releases. This is really
that's what she said.
Yeah,
my kids are actually learning how to snowboard right now.
That's cool.
In Sun Valley, Idaho.
Very cool.
And I'm thankful that someone else is teaching them because teaching snowboarding is really hard.
You don't want to teach your own kids.
No,
it's the worst.
I know that sounds cold.
No, it doesn't. It literally does sound cold. Like,
yeah,
your kids will
standing
cry
around, yeah.
Because it's cold.
I like to have other people force them to do stuff.
Right.
And Todd, remember when you went snowboarding, what was my reply to you?
I don't remember.
On via text?
I don't remember.
I said I hate snowboarding.
Oh, yeah?
I don't hate snowboarding. I love snowboarding. But
I want
the conditions to be right. I'm kind of a snowboarding snob in a way where I don't want it to be too crowded. I don't want it to be too cold. I don't want it to be too scary. I want it to be just right. I'm like the three little bears of snowboarding.
You know what? I'm starting to like
the little,
really
the middle bear.
When I lived in Colorado all those years, and you would get up and you would go snowboarding every single day, no matter what.
Yeah.
And there'd be those days, you know, that it was snowing, but you still weren't like you knew where you were going. You know. Like,
yeah.
But now it's like, it's this crazy, freaking panic to get to the snow.
Right.
And I don't, I kind of
powder panic.
I don't like powder panic.
I don't like powder.
I get crazy
panic
anxiety.
Either.
I always forget shit, and it's like you can't. It's almost like, and this is a great transition to the nerd news. It's like for me watching the new Star Wars movie the first time, I can't comprehend the joys of it because I'm so flipped out that it's actually happening.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how. That's why I like riding. I don't like riding powder on sunny days. I like riding these days. I love riding in the storm when there's not a lot of people there and it's dumping and visibility is kind of shitty. And it's, you know,
do you think that this,
it's weird.
I'm not saying we're grumpy. We're not.
No, I am definitely grumpy.
I don't like to necessarily surf with a lot of people. I don't like to skate with a lot of people. I don't like to snowboard with a lot of people. Does that come with age? Because probably. When I was younger, I probably just didn't give a shit. I went to lowers all the time.
I think as you get older, you just want to hide more.
I think it's just about the hassle of it all. I don't like to be hassled. Don't hassle me. I'm local.
Hassle me. I'm local.
Yeah.
I'm sailing.
Right?
I guess. Is that what it
Sail.
Is? Is that what it is, really?
I don't know. But I hope to go snowboarding with you this year, Todd.
We're going
to
go.
I got a new snowboard.
Look at that.
Okay, too.
I can't
High
wait.
Quality snow sliding
go.
Goods.
I got a new powder board from Yes. I'd like to use it.
It's on. Let's go.
I'm down. Well, you said you're going to go.
If you
want
to go to Park City
first. Yeah.
Well, okay, tell me. Give me the breakdown here. We're coming out of San Diego.
Yep.
The flight
is
a couple hundred bucks.
What'd you say? A couple hundred bucks. Sure. Delta, you get a cheap flight.
Okay.
You can leave here.
Straight to Salt Lake City.
You leave here at 6 a.m. You arrive at Salt Lake City at
noon.
Like 9:50. No.
Oh.
Like 9:50 in the morning.
Okay.
And
keep going.
Oh, pardon me. I just burped. And
keep
then
going.
You can be up in the canyons by noon, 11:30. I've done it many times where I've left here riding the same day, riding powder the same day.
Should we just pick the date, lock it in, and
mm-hmm.
just go?
Okay.
Okay. Can you call your people at Park City Woodward?
Done.
Fine.
I am the people.
You are the people.
I am the people. Should we move on to nerd
news?
That
was snowboarding news brought to you by K2. And now we're going to nerd news brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Teep. And guess what?
This is
going to
be the best part.
We've already confirmed.
This is the best part of the show.
It's been confirmed.
What?
Panic and Coffee and Tea staying with us 2020.
Oh, yeah?
I think all of our sponsors are, to be honest. Why wouldn't you?
Right.
You know?
We've
treated.
Where else are you going
to
go?
Your ears to.
Dave Protean's podcast?
Well, it's a good podcast.
I got to talk shit.
You got to talk some shit.
I got to talk some shit on somebody.
Well, why Dave? He's a really nice guy.
We're going to go Beach Grit podcast?
No.
Do they talk about the Mandalorian? No, they don't.
Probably not.
Nope.
No. They whinge.
Whingy.
Having a bit of a whinge.
Let's talk about.
You got me talking shit now, man.
It's fun, right?
No.
Doesn't it make you feel better?
I don't feel good.
Okay.
I don't feel good about it.
Wow.
I apologize.
Okay.
Jesus. You know, it's his birthday.
You know, actually, let me back up to snowboard
back
news.
Back up.
Because this, and it sucks to leave it on a bummer, but Jaeger Bailey,
I heard
on
about that.
Christmas, unfortunately passed away, and he was a young ripper out of Mammoth, super nice kid, like
everyone loved this kid,
funny, like he just had one of those personalities that he was just like fun and funny and happy, and it sucks when you hear about people that seem so fun and happy and on the outside, and they are forced to a place where they think the only way out is to take their life.
It's
tell your friends you love them. Tell your friends to tell you when they're feeling bad. Hug your friends. Just don't be afraid to be overly affectionate.
I agree.
Not right now. With
I
me.
Agree. No, that's hard. But
it
thank
sucks.
You for mentioning that.
Yeah, it sucks because it's, you know, it's too common.
I know.
It's way too common these days.
If we could alleviate and cancer and suicide,
mm-hmm.
and why don't we just throw accidental overdose in on that three,
mm-hmm.
we would have a lot more friends on Earth still with us.
It's true.
Those are the three things that I don't like.
And also in snowboard news, it's when it does snow, don't be stupid. And be safe out there. Don't go without proper equipment into the backcountry.
As they say,
I've said my piece.
Know before you go.
That's right,
bro. All
right, so nerd news.
Nerd news.
Did you see
Let's
it?
Let's have some fun.
Did you see it?
Not yet.
You're fucking kidding me.
That naked picture you sent me? I haven't looked at it yet.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the
Star Wars,
the Rise of Skywalker. Did you see it?
No, I'm going to see it today.
You are, for real?
Yeah, I'm actually making a plan for it right now.
You haven't bought tickets yet?
No, but today's the perfect day for it.
Did you see The Mandalorian?
It's a good day for it.
Did you? Have you? Are you caught up with Mandalorian?
No.
You don't come to this prepared at all. Let me tell you this, Chris.
Oh, my gosh. And you're prepared because you watched those two things?
Yes.
You're a better nerd than me. Look.
I will tell you this right now, is The Mandalorian is the most Star Wars-y Star Wars has been since the 1980s.
I have not heard one bad and or negative review of Mandalorian. Everybody loves it.
The last episode, the finale of this season, when we heard that Mandalorian's coming back fall 2020.
Okay.
Season 2.
Well, don't spoil it.
I'm not spoiling anything. I'm just saying, like, we're confirmed it's coming back.
Well, that's good
news. But the last episode was like
the best.
It was funny. There was a lot of callbacks to like fan favorite stuff.
Shout outs. Okay.
It was great.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, I liked it better than I liked Rise of Skywalker.
How long is Rise of Skywalker, by the way?
2.5 hours.
Okay, so not crazy.
No. A lot of people say they don't like Rise of Skywalker. I liked it.
I've heard mixed reviews.
The first time I watched it, like I said, I was talking about in snowboarding with the powder panic. Like, I watched it. I saw it when I was in...
You were panicked.
I saw it when I was in Connecticut. I saw it at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And by myself.
Nude. Like Pee Wee Herman.
And I was like...
You were Pee Wee Hermaning watching
I was Hermanating. There was so much happening.
Yeah.
And I was just like... It was really hard for me to take in everything. But then I saw...
That's what she said.
With my kids over the weekend.
That's what she said.
And it was
Who would say that. I saw it with my kids over the weekend.
It was a lot more fun.
That would be like what? A young... Like
Michael Scott?
Like a single mom would say to somebody. Like,
what?
I saw it with my kids over the weekend. Like, hey, did you see my dick? Yeah, I saw it with my kids over the weekend.
It's weird.
What? So, back to Star Wars. I have two questions for you.
Okay.
Okay, one, my girlfriend has never seen... My kids already saw it. They're good.
Okay. What did they think?
They were hyped.
Okay,
they loved
go.
It. My girlfriend has never really watched any Star Wars.
None.
Can she still go see it with me?
No.
No?
No.
She won't be entertained?
She'll be entertained, but she won't know what the fuck is happening. She's never seen any Star Wars? Not even the original trilogy?
I don't think so.
She hasn't seen A New Hope or any of that shit?
Well, she's going to listen to this, so don't judge her.
I'm just saying, like, how can you be a part of, like, pop culture?
She's seen some of it.
Like, she knows, like...
She watched... You didn't answer my question.
What?
Will she be entertained? Will she have a good time?
I think so. I think she'll be lost, though.
Okay. Second question is, should I eat an edible or smoke actual flour before seeing it?
Whatever.
Man.
Whatever you've...
I do condone it, but...
I think that you should go into it.
Like, how big should I be? On a scale of one being barely baked to 10
You've seen all the movies. You saw the original ones.
Yeah.
You know where the story is currently.
Yeah.
And it kind of does take a little bit of paying attention to know what the hell is happening all the time.
So like a 7.
Yeah.
Like a half a gummy.
Okay.
You don't even know what I'm talking about.
No, I just don't know what level of, is it like a, what do you call it? Like,
indica.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just, I'm just being funny.
Don't get hella weeded.
I'm not going to get mad high. I'm thinking a 7.
Okay. You'd be great.
Because an 8, you have to be at home in your pajamas, like
that's
door locked.
Eight. That's a warlock?
Door locked.
You said warlock. A warlock.
Yeah, it is like a warlock. Okay. So I'm going to try to see it.
All right. But
I'm going to finish Mandalorian before next episode.
Okay. Have you started anything else?
Curb Your Enthusiasm's coming back. So we went back
that?
And watched the entire last season.
Oh, that's great.
And it is still the funniest show
it
ever.
It is the funniest
the
show.
The most awkward.
There's a couple.
It's hard to watch.
I have a couple friends of mine that I have the Curb Your Enthusiasm theme queued up on my phone. And when they start doing weird shit,
I'll
just turn it on.
Yeah.
It's great.
Larry David is.
He's incredible.
Animal of all spirit animals.
He's incredible.
He's the best.
Yep.
The best.
So
that's coming.
Did you watch Rick and Morty?
Did they have a new one?
No, there's a new Rick and Morty coming out, I think, next week.
So we've watched the last one was Rattlestar Galactica was the last one.
Space snake
jazz.
Our new thing is snake jazz.
So fun.
Oh my god. That
it's like South Park in its prime.
Yeah. Better. It's the best illustrated.
It's so funny.
It's the best cartoon ever made.
I tried to I grabbed my son the other day. I'm like, do you watch Rick and Morty? He's like, this is stupid.
What?
I'm like, ah, how's that even possible that you say that?
Wow.
As he flicks through 3 seconds of each Instagram video on Instagram. The Witcher is pretty good.
I've heard that. The Witcher is a new Netflix
series. It's a new Netflix series. It's pretty good.
Dragons?
Dragons, and it's based...
Swords?
Swords, dragons.
Witches?
Witches.
So this is a guy that kills witches?
He's like a monster
hunter. Which story is this?
Which is this?
It's The Witcher.
He's a monster hunter.
Would you recommend it?
I would. It's pretty good.
There was a question mark at the end. I would.
No, it's good. It's like a...
You don't want to overhype it.
The beginning of it's slow burn. Oh. But there's just... was so much, there's kind of so much going on.
Yeah.
Like I've got Mandalorian I'm watching. I've got... Yeah. Oh, Lost in Space came back on. So
I've been
watching
that. Lost in Space season 2. Where's Our Robot?
Yeah.
I saw a sign on the freeway.
Robot? Really? It says, Where's the Robot?
That's as close as I've gotten to watching.
It's pretty good. I like to watch that. My daughter really likes it.
Okay.
So I've between that and Mandalorian.
You've got a lot going on.
There's I don't have enough hours to get through all these shows.
Right. That's it. I'm sorry. I mean, that's hard.
Rick and Morty.
Your life is hard.
I know. I'm telling you.
Feel for you, bro. I'm here for you.
What else? What else?
I'm here for you if you need
okay.
me. Okay. Other nerd news happenings.
What did you get your kids any games for Christmas?
We got a go kart. That was the big one.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
Is it how go karts?
The go kart's tight.
Right.
It's a Razor go kart. You know, it's entry level drifting, but the kids are super into drifting. Mm-hmm. So this is their gateway into future drifting endeavors. We watch a lot of Top Gear at the house.
You do?
We watched Hyperdrive. The kids are into car stuff.
Do they know that you know Ken Block?
They know I know Ken Block.
That's a good one to drop on them.
And they, because we watch all the Gymkhanas.
Mm-hmm.
And they did not seem super impressed that I personally know Ken Block.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them the story about getting into a sushi fight with Ken Block. And they were kind of disturbed that we wasted all the sushi. And I didn't know what to tell him. You know, I threw up under the table. We used to eat sushi with Ken Block all the time.
At Tomo?
Yeah.
Oh.
And twice out of about, I don't know, 12 or 20, I threw up under the table because I was just learning how to drink. And they were making me drink.
So you just take a moment?
My favorite Ken Block memory, and he's fine, by the way. I threw up. And I was laying on the ground outside of the sushi place. Because when you first venture into the realm of sake bombs, mm-hmm. as a youngster, bad things happen.
It's very pukey.
I threw up everywhere. He picked it up with his bare hands and threw it at me.
He picked up puke and threw it at you?
Yeah. And then he threw me in the back of his truck and drove me home.
That's punk.
And I was covered in puke.
Wow.
And I don't drink anymore. That's one of the litany of reasons.
You.
He threw puke at me.
Threw your own puke at you.
So not only is he a great race car driver and a drifter, he's also a puke thrower.
That's great.
And he's a big fan of this show.
Have you set up little courses for the kids with the go-kart?
Oh, yeah. I've got a video of my son, London, drifting into a wall of solo cups.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
You know, I can tell you, you know what you do is you go get some of that street chalk.
Yep.
And you chalk out a race course.
I'm going to do that.
It's very... That's I did fun. That with my kids.
Thank you for passing that tradition on
can
to me.
You, can you fit in it? The go-kart?
No.
You tried that.
Well, the weight limit is 140.
Ooh, and you're way over
I'm 155.
Right.
I'm 155. What are you?
I don't know.
So, do you have any more nerd news?
No, but Devin Ryerson from New Greens just called just texted me to tell me to make sure that if you want to get New Greens, you enter mass at checkout.
Okay. And that's applicable for OGO as well.
Okay.
I feel like we should be telling people this.
Panicking Coffee and Tea. Top of the show. Mass. You get discounts.
Tell them at the top of the show.
Oh, well, now they're all here still. Remember, we said the show's going to blow up if they don't make it.
Truth.
We got a couple questions.
Oh, good.
To be honest. Let's
keep ourselves honest.
Got one here from probably one of our best listeners ever.
Mud.
Adam Etzart.
Okay.
Adam Etzart.
What's he say?
He got a couple questions.
What does he say?
In your eyes, this is a great one for you.
All right.
In your eyes, Todd, did The Rise of Skywalker save Star Wars from the depths of Episode 8? Loaded question.
I think that, honestly, I think that they tried to make up for Episode 8 way too much.
Okay.
I don't want to spoil it for you.
Ointment.
Kind of.
For
it
your
was like,
Star Wars
there was a lot of like trying to solve the criticisms of Episode 8 in Episode 9.
Okay.
And I don't think they needed to do that. But I don't know. I mean, the storyline could have been the same.
Okay.
The conclusion could have been the same. But they didn't have to try to work so hard. I will tell you this, Chris. So when you go into that movie, it's really like they're trying to
come on in.
Jam a whole.
We were just talking about
Hello
you.
There.
Carolyn's here, ladies
and
gentlemen.
They're trying to finish up a whole series. Hi there.
How are you?
Good morning.
Come here.
We're talking.
This is Carolyn.
Your phone.
You just broke your phone. Hi, everybody.
Second appearance on the podcast.
Second time. I'm very excited to be here.
We had the question. I was talking about you again in a good way.
Star Wars.
I didn't know if you had actually seen any Star Wars films. Have you seen any Star Wars films?
I think I've seen the first one in bits and pieces.
Wait, what's the first one, though? Like, what do you consider the first one?
Like, the earliest one.
Okay.
The one with, like, Carrie Fisher.
Yes, the OG one.
Yeah, that one. But I don't remember most of it. And I don't know, I was probably stoned.
Well, that's what I asked Todd. Is this gummy level or is this flower level 1 through 8? And Todd does not indulge, so he didn't know what to tell us. And I said, would Carolyn be entertained if she hasn't seen any of it before? And he said, maybe not.
I think you'd be entertained. I think you'll be like confused.
I think I'll be usually confused watching this.
But it's entertaining. Like, it's like a visual
would
spectacle.
Would it be weird, because I told you about skydiving, strapped her to my chest and we watched it like that?
Yes.
Would that be weird?
That was the most incredible Christmas present ever. Like, Merry Christmas. Here comes some terror.
I like the death mask look you had on your face as you were falling. It was good.
Yeah. Well, I thought I was going to die.
So,
so thank you for
ridiculous.
That. What else?
Torture Christmas.
I was like, you're going to hate it, and you might hate me, and we might break up, but here you go.
So, Carolyn, we're actually at the end of the show. This is where people ask us questions, and we answer it. Right. Do you have any action sports-related questions you'd like to ask us?
No, I can't.
Don't say any, because don't make me edit.
Don't make you edit?
Ask a question.
She just said she doesn't have one.
I don't know action sports.
I have one.
You don't care?
I got one. No, where'd it go?
Do you don't care about action sports?
I know.
That's our life. Authentic Andy Anderson? Yeah, okay, give a shout out.
I love Authentic Andy Anderson. He's the only action sports guy I know, and I'm very proud of him.
Well, you know Todd and I.
I think he's neat.
She just insulted us.
Wait, here's, look at this.
I love you.
Look at this crazy five-part question. Bye.
That was
we'll
Carolyn.
See you later. Enjoy Star Wars.
She brought
don't. I mean,
she
I don't
brought
know.
My guitar. Wait, I'm not done with Adam Etzart's questions.
Okay, what was his question?
So,
did I answer it?
That was wild.
What did I say?
Just happened. He says rank your Skywalker saga from 9 to worst to best, but let's just say what's your favorite?
Of the new ones?
Of all 9.
Of all 9
favorite
movies?
Star Wars, Skywalker saga only movies.
In the Skywalker
just number
saga.
One favorite. You want mine first?
Empire.
Return of the Jedi.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think
Sarlacc Pit.
I think Empire is my favorite.
Dude, Sarlacc Pit.
Dude, Sarlacc. You know what? I'll tell you what, though. And I think I've said
Ewoks.
This before, but Empire, it goes Empire for me.
Yeah.
And Rogue One.
Right, but that's not one of the 9.
No, it's not one of the 9.
I had a conversation with Jared Mattson of the Mattson 2 about Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
He said the same thing. His favorite Star Wars movies are the ones that aren't directly linked to the Skywalker
saga.
It's
just in the universe somewhere.
I might agree because I love Rogue One.
It's fucking great.
But Empire, Return of the Jedi and Empire, OG Star Wars.
Well, the original trilogy is like,
yeah,
it's untouchable.
The one my worst one, and I don't want to get negative here. My worst one was the one where there was the big love story where homie Hayden Christopher,
Revenge of the Sith,
Hayden Christensen,
Revenge of the Sith.
There was like a really long extended love story.
Attack of the Clones. That's when they're on the planet and they're like, and he's like flying food into her mouth and shit.
They're like hiding out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was boring.
Stupid. Dumb.
I don't even
hate like Phantom Menace. Like I don't hate it. I think that they made.
I don't hate Jar Jar Binks.
I
you know who Mac DeMarco is? The singer?
Yes.
His favorite Star Wars character is Jar Jar Binks.
Hmm. I would hate to be like the guy that played Jar Jar, Ahmad Best.
He was suicidal, right?
Yeah, like people made him want to fucking kill himself. But it will be.
Yeah, that's rude.
Jar Jar Binks is a piece of culture, pop culture history.
Yeah.
At this point.
Thank you, Adam Itzart, for your wonderful questions. Those were good questions. Oh, I want to send a shout out to the homie, Sunwave Surfer, at Sunwave_Surfer, my friend. From the Iranian surf team.
Radical.
And he gave us a meme that says, Monday Mask.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that.
Like Yoda.
That was cool.
Thank you for that. You have questions?
No, it was just, not really.
No?
Do you have any other ones?
Jesus. Sure I do. Sure I do. Yeah. Okay, we got a Would You Rather from California Mud Murders.
Oh, wait, I have that one too here.
Would you rather turn 50 like you did, have nothing change, or jump back 30 years? You get to relive 30 through 40, but at the end of that 10-year redo, you go to 70 years old instead of 60.
Wow. It's
confusing, but I get it.
I get it too.
You get to relive 30 to 40,
mm-hmm.
but... You pass 50 to 60 and you go straight to 70.
I think I'd do it.
I think I'd do it too.
Yeah.
I don't know the quantum physics of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that's going to work in the time-space continuum.
Right.
But I do know 30 to 40, for me, I spent a lot of it blacked out
right.
from alcohol.
So you'll know it again.
So I can do a double redo.
Do you ever think about like...
death?
What if you went back...
all the time.
...into like the 80s? With your limited street skating skills that you have now, you would be a god.
Oh, yeah. And just like, you kind of, you have to ride the same boards, but you could subtly tweak the boards to where nobody would really notice.
Mm.
And I can do all the launch ramp tricks. I would relearn slappies.
But imagine that. Imagine like you go back to like before...
Nottis
and Gons were just coming up.
And I just do a handrail.
Like you just do a
handrail and be like, hey, well.
And you just wall ride?
Yeah. See, that's the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone's so good now. Not saying they weren't good then. But, I watched that old punk documentary, Fall of Western, The Decline,
oh, yeah,
of,
decline
Western
of Western
Civilization.
Yeah, sure.
And the bands were so bad. Yet so amazing because
mm-hmm.
they did it first. They just
right.
made it up.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, everything else has just been what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine going back right before Black Flag, Circle Jerks, and all that, and just making a punk band. You would.
Yeah, but
would
I feel like you would make like Rites of Spring, and people would be like, what the fuck is this? Like, this drum beat doesn't make any sense.
I don't think you wouldn't know because you wouldn't be there.
Right. Okay, I hear you.
Sorry.
But, like, do you remember, like, you... okay, so you talk about going back in time with, like, your skills, but have you watched, like, the first H Street video?
Yeah.
Is so fucked up futuristic. Like,
yeah.
People are doing that now.
Yeah. I would think that I would be a ripper, but I think if I did, I would realize, like, how good those guys
like, you'd
really
need to go
are.
Back 15 more years.
When people were doing, like, handstands on
right,
the skateboard,
like
that was the bat. I'd be like, this is an ollie.
Like, I remember watching, you know, pretty recently, like, Alfonso Rawls's part in that H Street video in Shackle
yeah.
Me Not.
Oh, it's so good.
It's insane.
Well, you and I skated a spine the other day. And mind you, we skated for 10 minutes. We were not warmed up. We were just messing around.
But still.
But
what he does over the spine.
Oh, my God. And still does.
Yeah. So
I got a shout out.
That didn't answer anything.
Surf Jack's pilot says, I'm loving your podcast. So good.
Thank you. Where's he from?
Probably Jacksonville. I'm assuming because it's Surf Jack's pilot. I think, we got a question from Hanel Burlesque.
Oh, cool.
This is a pretty good one.
What is it?
And Hanai Burlesque is an actual burlesque dancer.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Any advice for older skaters coming back from an injury? I find that now I don't heal fast and I have to worry about medical bills and all that stuff. I would say, and she wants to keep, Hanai wants to keep progressing.
What do you do? First of all, I think like the biggest... It's so hard.
Just
to
have fun.
It's so hard to slam, like after you break something or like hurt yourself.
Yeah.
And to come back, you kind of need to slam.
Yeah.
And realize that, I can go slam. I can still slam.
And I will say, and I'm not just saying this because we are paid advocates of it, but CBD helps.
It does help.
It helps with soreness and all that.
Even
if it's the end all
be
all.
Even if it doesn't help, the placebo effect helps.
Definitely.
So it helps.
Yeah, get on that program. But just go. Just skate. That's what I'd say. Just skate. Yeah. So.
That's it.
That could be our show.
See you guys next year.
See you next year. Ultimate dad joke there, Todd.
See you next
year. I don't want to let you go to 2020 yet. Hey, thank you guys for listening.
If you guys are still around next year, why don't you tune in on the next.
What's going to happen? Is that a threat?
Do you remember the Millennium Bug?
Oh, Y2K?
Yeah,
Y2K 20.
Is it really?
Wait, Y20K. Yeah, it's supposed to happen. And nobody's been prepared.
Really?
I'm the only one that knows about it.
Okay.
All your shit's going to break.
What if your calculator doesn't... It only spells boobs upside down?
Boobless.
Boobless?
Yeah.
I think you could spell hell's bells, too.
Yeah.
What else can you spell? Hit us up in the comments. What else can you spell on a calculator?
That's the final question we have from 2019.
See you later.
Bye.